If we grow in our relationship with Christ through prayer, we can become prophetic witnesses of Christ in the world. Without silent prayer before God, we can easily conform to the status quo of our world and not be a contrasting Christian witness of the gospel. In 1996, seven Trappist monks living in Tiberian, Algeria, were murdered by Muslim terrorists. The monks had established their monastery amid the community of peaceful Muslims. They were neighbors to them as they witnessed to Christ. Many Muslims in the area had already been murdered by the terrorists. As the violence increased, the monks had the opportunity to leave or remain in Algeria with these people. They chose not to abandon them, but to remain as a witness community of love, even at the cost of their own lives. Jesus came to Nazareth and to his own people who knew him from childhood. They knew Mary and Joseph and their relatives. They were good Jews who tried to keep the law of Moses. However, they were fascinated by the reports about Jesus and wanted him to work signs among them like they heard he was doing in other places. Jesus entered the synagogue at Nazareth and proclaimed, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." He challenged his neighbors that their God was too small. God was not only concerned with their keeping the law of Moses, observing the Sabbath, and remaining with their own people. God wanted his disciples to go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news, as Jesus himself did. Like Jesus' neighbors, we are reluctant to change. We may reject the prophetic voices of our times. Jesus reminds his neighbors, the prophet Elijah did not stay at home, but was sent to a non-Jew, a poor Gentile widow, who cared for him in times of famine. The prophet Elisha was sent to cure a Gentile army commander, Naaman the Syrian. His own people did not want to hear this. Infuriated by Jesus' vision to bring good news to the broken, they wanted to throw him off a cliff. Jesus left his neighbors to their limited way of thinking. In the Old Testament reading, God appointed Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations, not only to his own people. God reminded Jeremiah that his people would resist him. Jesus himself was rejected by his people. In the responsorial psalm, we heard Christ challenging us, "Tell among the nations his glory and his wonder among the people." Pope Francis challenges us to become a church of the poor and for the poor. I wonder how I can do that when I live a comfortable life. I want to forget Pope Francis's prophetic call. My privileged life can stand in the way of witnessing to Christ. Many young people may walk away from the church not because they deny God, but because in their idealism they do not see us witnessing to Christ. They see our God as too small and our focus too narrow, and so they look elsewhere to find their spirituality. Are we ready to hear the prophetic voices that stretch the church into new possibilities today? Can we hear Pope Francis encourage us through his many teachings, such as his encyclical Laudato Si, to develop an ecological reverence for nature? Could it be that our world we are sent to is our family and friends, who have walked away from the church and need our witness and invitation to return. In the collect prayer of today's Mass, we prayed that we may love and honor God with all our minds and love everyone in truth of heart. Can our love stretch beyond our comfortable limits? The Eucharist we celebrate should enable us to offer ourselves with Christ to the Father. In doing so, we are invited to grow more into the image of Christ, who walked among the lost and searching of the world. When we are sent forth at the end of Mass, we are invited to go to our world and beyond to bring good news. Then, as we grow in prayer, we will be like the Trappists of Algeria, who became prophetic witnesses to the gospel, perhaps even at the cost of our lives.